Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing the news behind the news, the story behind the story. We convince you that reality is usually shattered, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of the world, so reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. My views for the next hour are going to be the views of James Corbett, who is an analyst, you might say. He's not an advisor. He's a Canadian. He's living in Japan. So given an international what's going on, he certainly writes the lead oil for the International Forecaster twice a week. He writes, gives us a tremendous overview of what is taking place. James, thank you so very much for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me here, Dr. Stan. It is always a pleasure to be talking to you and your informed audience.
Why don't you just go ahead and give us your overview of what's going on in the world? How would you appraise the American stock market? My goodness, my stock market looks so good. I mean, the Russell, I think it's about 70 to 1, 50 to 70 to 1, and suddenly these stands for Nasdaq. They're all way, way high. Now, suddenly the stock market seems to be hovering, somewhere at 1,608, somewhere in there. Why is that taking place? Is it because of a strong economy?
Unfortunately, it is not because of the economy. But you're right to point out that the stock indexes, if we were just by that, certainly seem to indicate that we're in a period of economic prosperity. In fact, we hit record high after record high after record high on the Dow Jones and S&P in the last several months, last 5 or 6 years of this incredible bull market that we've seen, just going up and up and up. And although they're slightly off today, the Dow Jones down 0.15%, the S&P down 0.04%, but they're still hovering around those all-time highs. So why are we hitting such high levels? Unfortunately, again, the answer is not the wide, broad economic prosperity. It's because of widespread systematic manipulation of the American economy by the Federal Reserve, and of course, zero interest rate policy, its money printing, its various manipulations and machinations by which it manipulates the economy. And this is becoming such a very obvious thing to all of the political and financial analysts and commentators out there that it is still, amazingly enough, still seen as a radical thought when it is expressed, when this very basic fact of what's going on in the markets is expressed. But it is being expressed more and more frequently. So in fact, up at testosteronepit.com, we have Wolf Richter noting that Swiss megabank UBS has just come out with a statement trying to explain some of the bubbles that are now forming in this new economy, this new post-collapse economy, in which we now see the housing markets in the United States way overheating. And the Federal Reserve is trying to pretend that this isn't happening. And we have, for example, Janet Yellen coming out a week or two ago and saying that yes, the economy is recovering fine and everything else is just noise. But of course, we are seeing some of the housing markets in the United States actually overheating even more than they were in the previous housing bubble, if that can be believed. And the UBS is coming out and saying that this is a direct result of the fact that the central banks and all of the crazy things they're doing, like quantitative easing, represents an experimental phase of the economy, and policymakers around the world are, quote, struggling with potential asset bubbles that are a logical and inevitable consequence of historically unprecedented monetary policies. So again, this isn't a big conspiracy theory. This is from UBS, one of the most conservative commentators that you can think of out there in the financial scene. But everybody understands that what's happening right now is not part of the productive economic activity of the United States. It is a result of Federal Reserve manipulation.
And, of course, they have actually created something like $3 or $4 trillion put into the economy. Try to keep it going. It's not working. They're lending, letting people borrow money for homes that will never be repaid.
While the storm silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount gold and silver trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest James Corbett, and we're talking about the bubbles. Ladies and gentlemen, the stock market is a bubble. The housing market is a bubble. So much of what's going on today is a bubble, and the trouble with bubbles is they burst. The only question is you're not exactly sure when it's going to happen, but as people get badly hurt when those bubbles do burst. Now, why don't you go ahead and pick up the story from your point of view, James, because does the average individual know? I don't think that the average individual is really into the stock market too much as today as he was back in 2008. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think that the real trouble with bubbles like these is the fact that people do see these headlines, they see the markets lifting, and that is taken as a psychological indicator for a lot of people. Oh, the markets are improving, the economy must be improving too. And people make a lot of their investment decisions around that information, regardless of whether or not they are actually invested in the stock market. And as you point out, in fact, surveys conducted last December showed that the actual participation in the stock market is down to some of the lowest levels since those types of surveys were first started being conducted back in 1959, that the average mom-and-pop investor, in fact, does not have a lot of money invested in the stock market. It's now more some of these large-scale investors that are doing all of the buying in the equities market. But it still does have a psychological effect on people who think, well, yes, there was a crisis in 2008, and certainly the economy did tighten up at that time, but it seems to be back on track now, and people adjust their decisions about, for example, what type of personal debt they're going to go into as a result of that. But it is important to understand that this is a bubble, And exactly as you say, people can ride that bubble for a period of time, but it will pop at some point, and usually not until most people actually start to get into that market and start to invest in it, as we saw, for example, with the dot-com bubble back in the late 1990s, and as we saw in the housing market last decade. It wasn't until your average person was suddenly starting to try to get in on this big boom that it did come to a halt. And when it does so, it, of course, leaves everyone devastated and for the worse, except for the people who are positioned to benefit from that popping of the bubble. And there are always people on the inside who are so positioned. So in the particulars of this run-up of this equities market that we're looking at right now, again, I talked about it last week. I'll direct people there again this week to a global public investor report that was released by the OMFIF, the Official Monetary and Financial Institutions Forum, just a few weeks ago, that concluded that of the 400 or so largest public sector institutions in the world from 162 countries, they now have a combined total of $29 trillion worth of investment in global equities markets, which represents a huge asset bubble that is forming right now. We've seen central banks and other large-scale institutional investors investing directly in the stock market in recent years with some of this funny money that they're printing up and throwing into the stock market. Again, $29 trillion, a significant amount of funds, which incidentally, just as a side note, is the exact same amount of money that was concluded in December of 2011 was the size of the Federal Reserve's total commitment in the 2008 bailout package. There have been a lot of numbers that were thrown around, but there was a study conducted by James Andrew Elkerson that's up on the Levy Economics Institute webpage at levyinstitute.org. They concluded in December 2011 that the Fed's total commitment during the bailout process was a staggering $29 trillion. So the Federal Reserve committed itself to backing up the failing economy at that time with any amount of funny money that needed to be created, and that includes both bailout programs, lending facilities, and asset purchases. So all of that mixed up together, $29 trillion that was injected to try to prop up the economy at that time.
And basically, of course, what people have forgotten is that the Congress did authorize that the Federal Reserve would put up money. I think it was $750 billion, and they authorized that to try to get things. And but they just did, the Fed did this on their own unilaterally and created all of this money, disseminated it throughout the world. Do we have any idea how much of that has been paid back and how much is still sitting out there?
Much of it has been paid back, which is, of course, what the Federal Reserve always points to when they talk about these facilities. Most of them were short-term lending facilities that were rolled over when needed to be, but a lot of them have been paid back, although, in fact, there was a report I was reading recently about how some of the smaller banks managed to skirt some of the rules about paying these bailout monies back. And, in fact, some of the directors of some of these banks are defiantly so, saying they will never pay the money back. There was a report on that recently. But most of the money that was lent out at that time was paid back. But I think that misses the point entirely, which is the point that at this point of crisis in which these banks that themselves had been directly and knowingly involved in the run-up of the housing bubble based on these subprime mortgages that were absolutely toxic and that they knew to be toxic and were, in fact, telling each other in internal emails that we now have, basically saying what incredibly toxic assets these were and making fun of the customers who were buying them, were still knowingly pushing these on customers who were looking for some of these collateralized debt obligations at that time, knowing it would collapse, and were secretly betting on that collapse behind the scenes. So they were in a financial position to benefit from the collapse and then receiving bailout monies at zero interest or very low interest that they were then able to put even into treasuries and make 2 or 3% off the spread in interest rates alone. So they were making money hand over fist. These banks managed to reach record levels of profit in the years after the bailout at the same time that real wages for actual average Americans decreased by 0.7% in the 3 years after the bailout. Main Street was dying at the same time that the banks who created the crisis were profiting from that crisis. And I think that's what has to be really looked at when we look at what the bailout was all about. Because if we just look at whether or not the money was paid back, we don't understand what that money was being used for and how it was being used to profit these companies that were, in fact, the ones that were behind the crisis that they then profited from.
Well, now, basically, are the banks, I'm talking about the six major banks, Sunday J.P. Morgan, Chase, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, the Bank of America, Wells Fargo, are these banks making good profits today, or are they, some of them rather shaky? In other words, do they have a lot of really very, very unsound investments?
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up because, in fact, there was just recently a report on Bloomberg a few months ago talking about how the big six U.S. banks' 2013 profits were thwarted mostly by legal costs. So we have, for example, J.P. Morgan allocated $11.1 billion to litigation and legal costs during the first 9 months of 2013, and similar figures from some of the other big banks. And why are they devoting so much money to these to litigation and lawsuits and legal costs? It's because they've been involved in so much just atrocious and outright criminal activity in the last several years that they are now having to spend so much of their profits on defending themselves, which unfortunately is probably the most the justice we're likely to get for the type of fraud and abuse that they've been involved in. But of course, for people who know the real story and how banks have been admittedly and knowingly behind, for example, facilitating the drug trade, we've had hundreds of billions of dollars investigated and concluded by the Fed, by the federal government, that these banks were involved in that type of activity. They're still slapped with small fines at the end of these investigations, and no one ends up going to jail. So, unfortunately, we really do have a system where you can tell who's in control of the system by how much these people actually suffer from this. But yes, I mean, the banks themselves are, of course, heavily invested in derivatives, which have been called the ticking time bombs or even the black holes of the global financial system, because these derivatives have trillions upon trillions of dollars in notional debt. Notional value. It's difficult to even put a figure on how much of these derivatives are out there are supposedly worth, because they're dependent on underlying assets, and they're also dependent on the way that they're unwound, so that no one, and they're mostly off the books, off any sort of regulatory books, so no one really knows how much is out there. But there have been estimates as much as $250 billion in notional value in derivatives are out there, with only billions of dollars backing them up, which of course means that there, if and when these derivatives start to unwind, like we started to see happening in that 2008 financial crisis before the Fed frantically started injecting trillions of dollars into the system, if they really did unwind, we would see a black hole that would potentially swallow the entire global financial system and everything in it, which of course is what we definitely do not want to see, as that would really be not only the collapse in America and the collapse of the economic system there, but really the collapse of the global financial system. And that's unfortunately the type of thing that we face when we look at what these banks are actually invested in.
Well, our telephone number, if you're out there and the listening audience have a question, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I don't know of anybody who's better suddenly qualified to answer your questions than James Corbett, who's with us this evening. So give us a call if you have a question or comment for him. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Now, what about Europe? My understanding is that Europe is having terrible, terrible problems. They're just basically suddenly these southern countries are suddenly having to borrow money just to keep going. And even the German economy and the French economy are a little shaky. In fact, I was reading suddenly one article that said that Germany is beginning to start to print their own currency, as is certainly as is France. In other words, it almost looks as if they may be preparing to pull out. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, we are seeing some very worrying signs out from Europe, underlying structural signs that we only start to see in the mainstream. We're only seeing the sort of glancing ways that's being applied to the economy. But I think there's some very structural problems that are just starting to work their way out to the surface. So perhaps we can talk about that on the other side of the break.
All right, fine. And basically, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We have Chris from Eastern Washington. But Chris, please hang on, because we want all of our listeners to hear your question and the answer.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, of course, is James Corbett. We have Chris certainly holding on the line from Eastern Washington. And if you're out there across America and you have a question for James, why our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Before we get, though, to Chris's question, I was talking about what's going on in Europe. And suddenly there's suddenly rumors that both Germany and France are beginning to print their own currency, almost as if they're planning on pulling out of the euro. England is not very happy with the euro. There's tremendous agitation in England to pull out of the European Union. What's really going on in Europe economically and politically?
Well, politically, I think it's important to know that the German people, surely, and a lot of the other people in Northern Europe that see themselves as supporting the economies of Southern Europe have been fed up for a long time with all of these bailouts and other mechanisms by which the Southern European economies are being saved. And the German people, for example, are starting some widespread protests that have now spread to over 100 cities across Europe and are drawing as many as 20,000 people on a weekly basis to protest not only the wars and NATO aggression, but also the economic situation and even the Federal Reserve itself as the root of today's economic problem. Very interesting movement that that We Are Change, for example, has been documenting.
And basically, we're not hearing a word about this in the controlled media in America, or hardly a word.
Of course not. No, of course not. Although I should let your listeners know that I am just days away from completing my own Federal Reserve documentary, which I've been promising for half a year now. It is just days away from being completed. So please stay tuned to CorbettReport.com. It will be out in the next couple of days, and it will cover such things as that movement in Germany and the movement, of course, in the United States to end the Fed.
Well, now, basically, will that be published in the International Forecaster? Is it a DVD? What is it?
It will be a video that will be posted to YouTube. It will be on my website. The transcript will be posted to my website as well, and perhaps published in the Forecaster. I don't know if that's going to happen yet, but at any rate, it will be up there. It will be freely available, and there will also be a DVD if people want to purchase the DVD.
And how soon will that be available?
I don't want to say because I've been wrong with every other prediction of
all right, fine. Go right ahead.
But sometime in the next 48 hours.
All right, very good. Okay, well, right. Chris, if Chris would like to call back, telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we promise to take him right away. Or if you're out there in the listening audience, have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, what do you foresee happening as far as Europe is concerned?
Well, as I say, there's definitely been a large and growing European movement to detach themselves from the European Central Bank and the moves that it's been making. And I think that's only going to grow from here. So the idea that Germany in particular would think about printing its own currency once again and removing itself from the Eurozone makes all sorts of sense politically and economically, because, of course, the Eurozone at this point is a failed idea. The idea of smashing together all of these widely disparate economies under one monetary authority that determines the supply of money for the entire Eurozone network is ridiculous, and it's been shown not to work. It's been a complete failure, so it's no surprise that some of the countries involved, especially the ones that really see themselves as footing the bill, like Germany, it's no surprise that they're thinking about withdrawing from that. But also, I mean, it's important to know that the UK, which is not part of the Eurozone but is part of the European Union, is at least flirting with the idea and has for some time flirted with the idea of withdrawing itself from the EU. And the CBI, a major UK-based think tank that includes all sorts of economic analysts and economists in its ranks, has just come out with a report saying that basically warning if Britain actually leaves the EU, it could be a serious threat to the European Union and the European Union project, because, of course, the UK is one of the largest importers for European continental goods, and it would be a huge loss for the European Union politically and economically if the UK ever were to actually leave. There is a planned referendum which numerous British governments have promised in the last several years. It's supposedly going to take place in 2017, so sometime in the next 3 years we might be actually looking at the removal of the UK from the EU. But at any rate, perhaps the EU will start to collapse from under its own weight by that point. And we can only hope so, because, again, it is just another extension of this globalist idea for smashing the world's economies together under one global dictatorship.
That is, of course, under the control of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, this subversive group that wants to rule the world. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Please hold on for the break, and we'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Miracle Food products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and with us is James Corbett. And, of course, Carol has been waiting patiently on the line from Washington. Once again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But go right ahead, Carol. Go ahead.
Hi. Well, I was wondering how this falling apart of the European Union fits in with Bible prophecy of the Roman Empire being reformed.
All right. Do you see any similarity between what we know is taking place and certainly this whole idea of the European Empire and Bible prophecy? Or is that certainly within your field of expertise?
Well, I wouldn't claim that biblical prophecy is within my field of expertise, but on the notion of the idea that this breakup of the European Union is really going ahead, I think that the real danger here is that they will use the failures of the European Union as an excuse for even tighter union. And although that doesn't make any sort of logical sense, it is unfortunately the way these people operate and the types of plans they have to use any sort of crisis that's created by these plans that they're implementing as an excuse to do even more of what they're already doing. So I could definitely see them trying to implement an even tighter control over the European economy, an even tighter integration by saying, well, look, this has failed and now people are suffering. What we need is a European Central Bank with total control to operate over each and every economy in the Eurozone. What we need is a more tighter political integration on the European continent. And that could be used as an excuse to form that type of revival of the Roman Empire or whatever shape that takes, not based on the fact that it's falling apart, but precisely because they want to further that process and to make it into this one monolithic entity.
And I would certainly agree with that. Anything else, Carol?
No, that was interesting.
Okay, fine. God bless. And let's go then to Frank, who's calling from Salinas. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But the question is, will there perhaps be a break between the European Union and the system that we have here, run, of course, by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness? Frank, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yeah, I have a question. Who determines the exchange rate for the Japanese yen, the Mexico peso, Brazil?
Why don't we just ask who determines the exchange rate for various currencies? Go ahead.
And how they do it.
How do they do it?
Well, the Japanese yen is a free floating currency, so it's not tied to any particular, for example, there are a lot of currencies that are tied, for example, to the U.S. dollar at a certain exchange rate, but the Japanese yen is free-floating, so it's exchangeable on the open market, and if people are buying, then the value of the yen will increase relative to other currencies that are being bought from, and vice versa. So that, for example, there's the yen carry trade still goes on where people borrow in Japanese yen because of the extremely low interest rate, and then invest in other places like America. And when they do so, they buy Japanese yen, and then they use that as to buy the investment that they buy in U.S. dollars. So that increases the U.S. dollars Japanese yen exchange rate. Basically, it's a free market operation. It's not actually set by any particular institution.
Okay, anything else, Frank?
Do some countries set their currency exchange rate?
Some of them do, and for example, there's South American countries that tie their currency to the U.S. dollar. The Chinese currency is a fixed one; it's not freely tradable. So there are still some that are pegged, and the peg can be somewhat arbitrary, but basically, central banks determine what the peg should be at.
Okay. Anything else, Frank? We'll let you go.
Thank you.
God bless. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And James, writes the lead editorial for the International Forecaster. Would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Forecaster, how they can certainly get to your website, how they can get the information that you put out personally? And then, of course, so how can people get in touch with you?
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. For people who don't know, the International Forecaster is a biweekly newsletter. It comes out on Wednesdays and Saturdays. It runs about 30 to 40 pages every edition. It's quite a lot of information, including my lead editorial, but including a lot of other information besides. If people want to check it out, they can go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's all one word, theinternationalforecaster, FOREFASTER.com. And there you can read some of my previous lead editorials are posted up there on the site. And you can also subscribe for a free introductory copy if it's your first time subscribing to the newsletter. You can also figure out how to subscribe directly there on the website as well. If people want more information via mail, you can write in to P.O. Box 7752, Winter Haven, Florida, 33883. That's P.O. Box 7752, Winter Haven, Florida, 33883. And as I say, if people are interested in my own work, it's corbettreport.com. That's, again, all in one word, corbettreport.com. And I swear in the next couple of days there will be my Federal Reserve documentary. And I do encourage people to watch it. And if they do like it, please spread it to others. I really hope it will be a good summary of the Federal Reserve function and why it must be.
Well, what is the Federal Reserve? Why must it be a post?
You're looking free.
That's right, absolutely.
Well, of course. Well, the long story short, that I'm trying to. I know there's a lot of information there in the alternative media about the Federal Reserve. What I'm trying to do is to create sort of a baseline of understanding, not only for the mainstream people who may not even understand what the Fed is, but also for the alternative media, because there are some ideas out there that I think need to be put in a more nuanced way and also documented in a more thoroughgoing way. So, for example, people will often say that the Federal Reserve is America's central bank, but it's not neither federal nor reserve, i.e. it doesn't have anything in reserve backing up the currency, and it's not federal insofar as it's not part of the federal government. That's very true, but it leads some people to conclude that it's privately owned and there's, it's owned by a few families. I think it's more important than ownership. It's more important to understand who controls the Federal Reserve and how that control is affected. And it's a complicated structure. It's a deliberately complicated structure, including a board of governors and a Federal Open Market Committee and 12 Federal Reserve banks, each of which has its own board of directors that vote on presidents, and the presidents become part of the Federal Open Market Committee. It's a very confusing structure, but the long story short is that ultimately the power in that structure is held by the private banks that own shares in the Federal Reserve Bank. And through that power, they are able to directly wield the big stick of money creation and really control the creation and destruction of the money supply itself, which is the absolute fundamental underlying part of the entire economy, which determines everything else in the economy, as we've unfortunately witnessed in the last few years of Federal Reserve craziness with all of this trillions and trillions in bailouts, many, many trillions of which were directed to the bank of the people who are presidents of those banks and who sit on the board of the Federal Reserve determining where those trillions are going. So I document some of that and also the history of central banking in America, and then talk about some solutions in this documentary. So again, I hope people will take a look at it.
Well, we certainly will when it's available. Now, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And this, of course, then brings us to the other major economy in the world, and that's China. And China has had the most amazing financial success and accomplishment over this last decade and a half. But right now it appears that even China is feeling the effects of the bubble. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think you're right about that, and it's difficult to understand that from the sort of day-to-day headlines that we continue to get in the mainstream media, because they don't really reflect the accuracy of what's going on here in Asia generally, which, of course, is more and more determined by what's happening in China. So that, for example, China's official PMI, its manufacturing index, which is a supposed to be a measure of how productive the manufacturing economy is and whether it's growing or shrinking, it's measured on a scale where anything over 50 is a growing manufacturing industry. Anything under 50 is contracting. The official PMI is at 51, which is about expectations. It meets expectations for 2014, what many analysts were predicting. So that shows an expanding industrial activity, maybe not quite as red hot as it was in the past decade, but still expanding. And yet the HSBC China PMI, which of course is compiled by the private HSBC Bank, shows that that in fact China has missed its estimate, and the employment is dropping to 8-month lows. So it's a contradictory information. South Korea PMI has collapsed to 10-month lows. Japan Kanken, which is a measure of economic sentiment in Japan, dramatically missed expectations. It was off by a couple of points, and this, strangely enough, has translated into headlines such as one on Bloomberg that I saw earlier today, that the Japanese stock market has gone up over Japan's Tanken survey, but they don't actually indicate that the Tanken survey shows that consumer sentiment is dropping in Japan. Economic sentiment overall is dropping. So again, none of this really makes sense. There are direct contradictions in all of this data. And I think the only underlying thing that ties all of this together is, once again, the machinations of the central banks that are controlling these various economies, like the Bank of Japan, which has committed to doubling the monetary base over a 2-year period and is pretty much there at this point, and the Bank of China, which, of course, continues to inject trillions upon trillions of credit into the Chinese economy, which is fueling much of their economic activity in the last several years. So again, I think just like we're seeing in America, we're seeing very much the same thing over on this side of the Pacific Ocean.
All right, let's go to Bruce from Durand, Michigan. Hi, Bruce. Question or comment?
Yeah, if our leaders have been so unreasonably optimistic here the last year or so, if there is no war to blame the coming economic collapse upon, how will they get out of being blamed for it. How will the
but Bruce, we do have a war. We do have a war. And whether you want to admit it or not, we're involved in Syria. We're involved in Iraq.
Yeah, but I mean, where planes are flying around, bombs are dropping, and it's in the headlines every day. If something like that doesn't happen to blame the economic collapse on, how are they going to get around and have an egg on their face? How will, like, the Republicans blame the Democrats and the Democrats blame the Republicans? What's their game plan of telling the America of getting out of being blamed?
Well, I understand, because understand is there is a lot of military involvement, but it isn't being trumped in the mainstream media as kind of alien or reporting. This is mostly stuff that's trying to be kept off the front pages. So how would they blame? And I mean, as strange as it seems to people like yourself and the other people who live in Kirsten on a regular basis, I'm not really need much of people. We just have to look back at the collapse of 2008 to look at that, because of course we had people like Peter Schiff that was going on mainstream television to debate entire panels of people who were saying there's no problem, there's no bubble, nothing, you're crazy. And he was proven correct in the popping of in 2008. Really, nothing changed. We're laughing at him at the time. Suffered any ill consequences for that. They're still the same talking heads who are commonly on the mainstream media to give the version of whatever happens to be in the financial headlines at any given time. And Peter Schiff still continues to be treated like he's some kind of crazy person on the periphery. So it doesn't really matter incorrect they are. I think they'll continue to try to trumpet their own success and to downplay their defeats as much as possible. And unfortunately, a lot of the public will go along with it, because unfortunately, a lot of people are under that mainstream positioning. And I guess your question also is the other possibility that if there is no war on the table when financial collapse becomes inevitable, then perhaps they'll just start the war. And we've unfortunately seen that happen many times throughout history as well.
I think the war, I fear the war is coming. Anything else, Bruce?
So it would be like the chicken and the egg. It would be kind of hard to know what caused what.
That's absolutely right.
Okay. Well, black is white, war is peace, and freedom is slavery.
Amen to that. Okay. If our producer wouldn't mind putting John through on the board, and we'll be here in just a moment. If our producer will put John through, and let's see if we can keep it. John, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Go right ahead.
Well, I had a question for you, but I do want to comment on one of the things that Bruce just said. Dr. Stan, you're stating on a regular basis that you can't have a war without an enemy, and how they create the enemy, and this new quote-unquote ISIS group is the perfect enemy. And Dick Cheney just the other day said if we don't go in and do something about Iraq, we're going to have another major event like 9/11, only bigger. So it sounds to me that we're creating this situation that's perfect, because now we have ISIS. ISIS is going to come home. You know, we've got a plane missing somewhere, and now ISIS, of course, is going to get a hold of that plane and do its EMP thing and blah, blah, blah. You can just see the whole thing unfolding to me. But that was the reason I called in. James, the Federal Reserve, it's a corporation. Is that right?
Parts of it are. The Federal Reserve Bank, the regional banks, are private corporations and have been ruled as such by the Supreme Court in 1928.
So they're corporations. And so they're privately held corporations?
That's right.
Obviously, it's not publicly traded.
The Federal Reserve Banks are owned by the member bank of that Federal Reserve system. So they own shares in the Federal Reserve Banks that pay 6% dividend per year.
And we can trace who owns those various banks and this type of thing. And those banks are typically publicly traded, aren't they?
Yes. Certainly the big six and most of the banks out there, we do know who owns them, yes.
Okay. And then are there other owners besides those banks? I mean, are there individuals or no, just the member banks?
It's just the member banks. They're the only ones who can hold those shares, and they can't transfer the shares, so they can't sell them.
Okay.
But the people who actually own those corporations, banks that own the Federal Reserve, they're the people then they hold the power. In other words, suddenly the Federal Reserve is owned by private banks, but who owns those private banks?
Right. Now, the IMF, technically, what is the IMF and who owns that?
The ownership of the IMF, as far as I know, it is not a privately owned institution. And it's set up, I believe, under the auspices of the United Nations. Certainly, it was set up at the same time as the Bretton Woods system there in the mid-1940s as the result of World War II. But I do not believe it's a privately owned organization.
No, it's just the World Bank and the IMF are two international organizations. Anything else that you wanted to ask there, John?
And what is the relationship between the World Bank and the IMF?
Basically, they were just given different functions in the global economy. The World Bank was a development bank meant to supposedly loan to developing economies. The IMF is to try to bail out, basically.
We're going to have to let you go there, John. We'll be back.
Okay, thank you. Okay, guys, bye.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
A moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we're dependent upon those of you out there in the listening audience to help us as we try to educate the American people about the fact that there is a small subversive group that controls the major banks in America, the six major banks. Those banks control 67% of our assets. And because they control this great wealth, they control most of the 100 major corporations. Now they're able to buy and sell judges. That's why the court system is so corrupt. They control the media. and they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government and fulfill biblical prophecy. And you can't understand what's going on today from a political or economic system without looking at it from a prophetic point of view, because I think we are seeing the fulfillment of the ancient prophecies now. You can say, well, I don't believe. I think that these events are going to take place. Well, we're just going to have to wait and see. They're unfolding, and they're unfolding very rapidly, and I think that we're on the verge of a major catastrophic event over in the Middle East. And basically, why in the heaven's name is the United States over there interfering and a war between various factions of the Muslim faith? Why did the United States military impose Sharia law on both the Sunni on Iraq? Why would they impose Sharia law on Afghanistan? Why is the United States funding the terrorists in Syria who are killing the Christians and raping the Christian women and burning down the Christian cities there? And the reason is because the people who control America, who control our military, have an intense hatred of Christianity. And the average Christian doesn't understand that, and he's certainly not being told that by his minister. They've changed the music of our churches. They've changed the message of our churches. And the ministers are not talking about how what's going on in the world today has effects us in the is the fulfillment of ancient prophecies. And basically, this is what we are trying to do, is to fill in that gap. The ministers, when we had the black regiment, when we had ministers dressed in black robes, talking about ideas of freedom and what was going on and trying to get America created as an independent nation, a nation where men could be free, why, of course, the people understood. But the people are not getting the information from the media, because the media is controlled. They're not getting from our schools, because the schools are controlled. And they're certainly not getting it from our churches, because unfortunately, our churches are controlled, and ministers, and I've had them come to me privately and say, you know, when they've tried to get the truth out, why, of course, they've lost their churches. Now, if you haven't seen Pastor Billy Crone's DVDs of The Final Countdown, there are actually 9 different sets, each with 5 or 6 DVDs in each one. You need to get them, and you need to watch them all. They tried to get Pastor Billy. Fortunately, they failed, and Pastor Billy is still out there, putting out new DVDs and a regular guest here on Radio Liberty. But of course, you can get the Final Countdown DVDs, and they're not that expensive. There are 5 or 6 DVDs in each one, and they will help you better to understand what's going on. You get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we have to remind you that Radio Liberty is listener-supported. We do need your financial help to maintain our network of supporters. I do want to mention that we will be with you this week. We are taking Friday off. And then, of course, we're going to be doing some work on the studio. So it's going to be almost a week where we're not going to have any Radio Liberty at all. I want you to know that I didn't die. I'm still with you. But, of course, they'll be working on the studio. And so basically we will have simply music played for about a week. And then I think a week from this coming Friday, I will be back again. Anyway, Dr. Stan, pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America. From the mountains.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and I'm bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Virginia Farber, and we're going to be talking about electromagnetic pulse and the danger of electromagnetic pulse. Virginia, Sunday, please come right ahead and give us, tell our listeners a little bit about your background and why you think that this is a very real problem. And I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, having studied this and reading a book on it at the present time, this is one of the largest and most dangerous situations facing America today. And the average American has no knowledge of the danger of the weapon that he is carrying within him. Most 90% of Americans are carrying one of these, and they are affecting certainly their health, they're affecting their fertility, they are promoting cancer and dementia. We call them cell phones. But go right ahead, Virginia.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Stan. Yes, in 2008, I had a son that was diagnosed with glioblastoma brain cancer. And the neurosurgeon out of Poway, California, told us that his cell phone was the cause. And my son only survived 7 months. And then it was actually August 7th of 2009, after my son had passed, I was on the Internet, and I had been looking up cell phones and brain cancer during this whole time. It was about a year. And I found articles on the Internet about a brain cancer cluster on the San Diego State University campus. So I immediately started...
And that was, of course, that was where your son was.
Right. Yes. My son was... These articles all referred to several people that had passed away, and they'd all been in one room and in one building on campus. And... So anyway, I started investigating, and I started calling the administration, and I could not get any answers from them. So I started, in these articles, they referred to a cell tower that was on campus. So I started asking the administration what the power signals were, the direction of the signals, and they did send me the nuts and bolts of the tower. But then after I started asking the hard questions, I wasn't getting any answers back. So, and then in the articles as well, it said that the cell tower was installed in 2005, and I found articles where it was installed in 2002. And so this is what brought me onto this journey about what this stuff can do to the human body, and I'm just trying to put the warning out to people. So... And especially now, we are, this is more important than ever because Comcast is, people may be hearing that they're installing hotspot Wi-Fi in our cities and towns. And they've developed things called light radio cubes, which are little cubes that will replace cell towers. And next year that we're supposed to have outer nets that will be satellites that will be beamed down Wi-Fi onto it. So I need to get the word out.
All right, fine. I don't think most people, basically we've had electric things for a long time, but these were the electric fields, the electromagnetic fields, have a great effect, a potential effect on the health of people. We're going to be back here in just a moment. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You got a question or comment? Don't be bashful. Give us a call. Be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Virginia Farver. We're talking about electromagnetic fields now. Certainly when I was growing up, everybody had electricity. We had incandescent light bulbs. They weren't a problem. But we did have fluorescent light bulbs as well. And I know, certainly in my own medical office, where we had fluorescent light bulbs, almost a number of my secretaries died of cancer. I never even gave it a thought. But, of course, fluorescent light bulbs do permit, actually create these electromagnetic fields. But now, certainly, we have no things. We have Wi-Fi. We have broadband. We certainly have, they have smart meters and smart, appliances and smart grid. And we have suddenly the cell phones. Everybody has a cell phone. And then there are the cell phone towers. And now, of course, we have the our computers that certainly are not plug-in. If you were on a plug-in, there would be an entire situation. Then, of course, where you have an electromagnetic field to run your computer. Virginia, why don't you pick up your story and tell our listeners what you have learned about this real terrible danger and suddenly the scientific studies, animal studies, that show the health hazards and the death and infertility that follows the use of these electromagnetic fields. Go ahead.
Well, the cell tower on the SDSU campus actually has all of the government NITRID, it's NITRD agencies on it, and it has all of the San Diego Spawar agencies on it. And I found documents in 2002, this cell tower could transmit up to 72 miles, and it was actually upgraded several times over the last few years. So the last document I found was it was able to transmit up to 95 miles. And this thing's a backbone node to the UC Supercomputer Center in San Diego. And both are connected to the Stanford University VLF Research Group. And if you look that up, it's HARP. And so, but I also have told Dr. Stan that I've investigated two other cancer clusters that were happening at the same time. And one was at the UC San Diego campus. And this involved 15 people, 8 women who died from breast cancer that were in a room in the literature building on campus. And right next to this room was the elevator and where all the electrical equipment was housed for the whole building. And high EMFs were found in this. And also the interesting thing is Dr. Lika Kifet, who works for the Electrical Power Research Institute, was put in charge of this cancer cluster, and now she is testifying about the safety of smart meters. So she's actually an industry darling for the and this is what is going on. And then I
now is she testifying saying that they are safe or that they're not safe?
Yes, she's saying that they're safe. And
how does he explain these cancer clusters?
Well, what they have done, and this is what has happened. And I also looked into a Cal Elementary School cancer cluster that was in Carlsbad, where several kids had become sick with leukemias and brain tumors. Well, there was a gentleman that I'm friends with that's actually an EMF expert in the area, and he said that there's large high tension power lines that cross the school property. And we took the investigation another step. And there were 59 cell towers and 219 antennas within a 4-mile radius of this school. So what happened in all three incidents, the same people that wrote the report for SDSU wrote the report for Kelly Elementary School and UC San Diego. All three schools had they had epidemiology reports written, and all investigations stopped. And these are just mere statistics, is all that will tell you. What really needed to be done, Dr. Stan, was toxicology studies. And this is how the schools have gotten away with it.
Well, basically, have there been any lawsuits brought against the schools for some of these cancer clusters?
Well, there's several lawsuits coming up. There are lawsuits coming out now about the smart meters, and we just found out about a week ago that these lawsuits can go forward. And there's one out of Los Angeles now that's on their second filing because people have gotten so sick with these meters on their homes. And so, and this is what I want to tell people about that cell tower on that campus. It's actually connected to several different grids, and they actually form what's called the smart grid. So I have said that this smart meter this smart grid has already caused death. So, and yes, there are law firms that have this information.
Well, really, I was certainly reading a book here on this. And what is so interesting is the animal studies. Have you looked into the animal studies and what happens to animals that are suddenly exposed to these electromagnetic fields?
Yes. Most of the non-industry-funded studies are all finding cell damage to any kind of animal studies that there are. And anyway, that's what's going on. And
let me repeat that. All the non-industry studies are showing that suddenly there is damage to the animals, and suddenly there's one study that shows after 5 generations why these animals become irreversibly sterile. In other words, they can't have children. They know exactly what they're doing. They have the animal studies. One of the interesting things is if a man suddenly carries the cell phone on his belt, why, of course, his sperm count is going to drop and drop dramatically, and it is reversible, at least for a time. And the same thing is true as far as a woman. Her fertility goes down. They know this. They have the studies. And you're not hearing about it because they control the media. That's what I call the brotherhood. And they are actively destroying the lives and health of people all across America. Would you agree or disagree with that, Virginia?
Oh, I very much agree with it. I get contacted fairly regularly about somebody that has become sick with some form of cancer, and there have been some other deaths on the campus that are right in that same area as well. So, you know, there's a potential for a lot of people to become very ill from this. And I just want to get the message out because the cell tower is still on campus. And also the FDA just a couple of months ago was, they were contacting the FCC concerning cell towers in the wilderness and the damage it could do to the wildlife in the wilderness. So it's crazy what's going on right now, and it needs to stop. And we need to start getting warning labels on cell phones and yanking the Wi-Fi out of our schools and getting these smart meters off of our homes.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or I hear the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. 90% of our people have a cell phone, and every one of those is potentially lethal weapon, in my estimation. What are your thoughts on that?
That's exactly what it is. I've seen reports that have come out of even countries like Costa Rica, where there's 8 million people, but they have 14 million cell phones. And this is a problem, Dr. Stan, because you have to have the cell towers. And every time they up the strength of a cell phone, thus goes the strength of a cell cell tower. Then up goes the strength in the cell towers themselves. So we have to be very, very careful. There, you know, I'm trying to warn parents not to let their kids have these things. The autism rates are actually 1 in 42 boys are getting autism now. That's a new change in this. And right now it's a class 2B carcinogen, the same as DDT, lead, chloroform, and asbestos. So that's what you need to start telling your city council members. And we need to get these cell phones away from these little kids, and because their brains don't fully develop until they're mid-20s.
No, basically, you were just saying that this certainly is a hazardous instrument. Who has actually made that statement?
Who has made the statement?
Yes, is that any sort of an official government position?
Well, there's a lot of people that know. There's a lot of scientists that are coming out. Ole Johansson, who is from the Karolinska Institute out of Sweden, and he's on the World Health Organization board, actually sent me articles that he published in April. It says the health concerns from wireless, the debate is over. It's been biologically proven now. Anyway, they're just trying to get the word out. And they said if the International Agency for Research on Cancer were to meet today, they would change that classification to a class 2A. And also, underwriters for insurance companies will not insure the wireless industry. So Lloyd's of London, AM Best, and RE Swiss will not insure the wireless industry because they know that this stuff is harmful. And I'm also in a movie called Take Back Your Power, and you can look it up online. It's www.takebackyourpower.net. And I actually just got good news last week that this will be shown in I live in the Colorado area. It will be shown on television for the CPT 12 station, and that's the Colorado public television. So hopefully we can start getting this movie out to the public, so they can be aware of what they're being exposed to with these meters.
Well, do you have any other good speakers, scientists, who would be willing to come on radio and talk about the lethal, certainly potentially lethal, and damaging effects, certainly, of the electromagnetic fields?
Yes, I could probably contact some of them and see if they'd be willing to.
Well, if you would, I would really appreciate it, because I think it's a vitally important subject. Ladies and gentlemen, we are under attack today. We're not under attack. We have nothing to worry about as far as America is concerned. What's going on over in Iraq or Iran or in Syria? We're under attack in America today, and they know exactly what they're doing. And basically, the cell phones and electromagnetic fields are damaging the health of the vast majority of our people. And down the line, it's going to have disastrous effects. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call. We'll look forward to hearing from you.
Let us swear allegiance.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us. 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan back here. I guess it's just Virginia Farber. And I know, Virginia, you're doing everything you can to put the information out, contact people. But what are you talking about, John? Most people have either a cord distributor, or they have Wi-Fi or broadband, or they have a cell phone. Are most people really concerned about the real danger that they face?
Most people don't seem to be too concerned, and that's actually very frightening to me, Dr. Stan, because most people just seem to think that it's so widespread that there's nothing anybody's going to be able to do about it, and that just shouldn't happen, because cancer rates are off the charts right now. They are expected to go from 14 million a year to over 22 million a year. So this is what's happening. And so many of these kids are starting with this wireless stuff at a younger and younger age. And it's very, very damaging. I just got a report from Paul Martin, and it's P-A-L-L, out of Washington State University today. And he's talking that they have all this research that's now coming out where this stuff can interact with your hormones and produce major stress on the body, including oxidative stress, elevated single and double strand breaks in the DNA, breakdown of the blood-brain barrier, cancer, melatonin loss, sleep dysfunction, female and male infertility, and increases in allergies and inflammation. And it was interesting in one in this report, in one paragraph, he wrote that smart meters should be abolished because they use short, high-intensity pulses of microwave radiation. And it states clearly right here, it says it has been known for over 30 years that short microwave pulses can cause massive cellular damage. So this is something that's going to affect everybody. And I was actually contacted this week by a lady that works in a local hospital, and over the last 2 weeks, they've had unusual amounts of 12- and 13-year-old kids coming into the hospital with severe depression and suicidal thoughts. So this stuff, it can very, very much affect people, and the kids are real susceptible because, you know, they're still growing, and that's the problem.
And the thing is, of course, the younger you suddenly come in contact with these electromagnetic fields, the more damage they can do to your brain. They can break down the brain, the blood-brain barrier, and they can allow all sorts of toxins to get through. They can actually change your hormone makeup. And the average individual has never even heard of this danger. Our attention is focused halfway around the world, whereas we are under attack today with cell phones and electromagnetic fields. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-8295. Now, we do have a 4-tape set available for Radio Liberty on smartphones, and you should call and get it. A 4-tape set on smartphones, you can get that from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Putting together a 4-CD set, suddenly going into the background of the danger from the electromagnetic pulse. Everybody should know about it, and the fact that you don't is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe. Would you agree or disagree with that, Virginia?
I very much agree with that. And you're not going to hear this on the mainstream news. And I found that out with FESU, and I found out about these cancer clusters. I tried to get the mainstream news to do a story, and they wouldn't do it. And I actually got a phone call from a gentleman from the San Diego Tribune at home one day, and he said he was very sorry to hear about my son, but he said this story will never get out. And I asked him why, and he said because of money. So this is what's going on.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is not imaginary. This is very, very real. And that's why you need to get the information on smart meters. You need to get the information on electromagnetic fields. And what we, as I say, we're well along the way to getting this a 4-CD set. And you can get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. America suddenly is under attack today from within. Now, people say, well, if this is such a big problem, why the media would tell us? The media is not going to tell you. The media is part of the problem. Our telephone number is again 1-800-544-8927 to get the 4 CDs on smart meters. And if you have a question or comment for our guest, Virginia, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. Look forward to hearing from you.
While the storm clouds gather.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Virginia Farber. We're talking about the very real threat to almost every American today from the electromagnetic fields that are actually being produced by cell phones and by cordless computers and the other things that we've talked about. Our telephone number, if you have a question for our guest, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, Sydney here in the Central Coast of California. Virginia, how can people get in touch with you? How can they certainly get your material? How can they get your website? And what can they do to help us get the information out?
Well, right now I'm referring people to the Take Back Your Power website. It's www.takebackyourpower.net. And anybody can contact me through that if they need to. And also, author Katie Singer just released a book with my son's story in it, and with all it's actually jam packed full of information too.
Now, what is this new book, Virginia?
It's called The Electronic Silent Spring.
And how can people get that?
Okay, it's the website is www.theelectronicsilentspring.com. Katie's going to keep updates on that as well. And also, Frank Clegg, the former head of Microsoft Canada, has endorsed this book. So this is huge. And he's actually fighting the wireless industry, too. So this is fantastic news.
All right, fine. And certainly, we are going to be carrying that book. We're going to have it available through Radio Liberty. We've already put the order in. We think it's important that people get the information and help us to get it out, because it is really so almost unbelievable. But if you're out there and you have a cell phone, why don't you give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. This is something that has sort of exploded. It's 90% of the people have cell phones, and suddenly you see these kids using them, but very, very young children are using these, and they are amazing. They truly are with it. You can send pictures, you can have this information at your fingertips. But at what cost and what amount of damage is being done by these? So basically, as we do, are you getting much of an opportunity to be on radio or on television, Virginia?
Yes, and I've actually been working with groups around town to show the movie Take Back Your Power and passing out the book and trying to speak to as many people as I can, because this is very, very important. I want people to know what EHS symptoms are, electrohypersensitivity symptoms, and do not take these lightly. If your kids have fatigue or get headaches or have concentration or memory problems, there's several. Make sure you look these up on the internet and just do not take these lightly. And especially now with these smart meters that have been put on all of our homes, I mean, there's just no escape from it. And I was actually in a conference with on a phone conference with Curtis Bennett, and he's the thermal guide, and I think it's thethermalguide.com, and he has an environmental firm called Thermographics, and he has testified in Canada for their safety code 6 and here in the United States for the FCC, and he's testified in Texas as well. But on this phone call, he basically, and if you look up his information, one smart meter, a transmitter can transmit up to 5 square miles, and a collector unit. Now, in my town, these are on our light poles outside on our arterial streets, and those alone can transmit up to 125 square miles. And also, and people need to know this too, Dr. Stan, that this smart grid also includes surveillance cameras that they will be putting up all over our cities and towns. So we're not going to be able to do anything in privacy anymore. So that's all part of this as well.
Well, basically, of course, to these surveillance cameras, obviously, I have any electromagnetic field affiliated with them?
I haven't checked into that so much, but I would not doubt it. So we have people that are looking into that further right now.
Okay, you let me know what they come up with. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience and you are concerned, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And right now, let's go to Matt calling from New York. Hi, Matt. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I've got a question. You know, with all this being said, my daughter's 15 years old. She has a cell phone. She's always on it. I myself have a business, and I'm always on my cell phone. What do you suggest? What should I do? Stop, discontinue using it, or
well,
what
just,
do you do?
Just try to cut down on it is my suggestion. When I found all this out in 2008, I got rid of my cell phone, and I'm going to be very honest with the audience. For the first 2 or 3 months, it was pretty hard, but I don't even miss it now. And you know, you realize that you can jot down things that you need to remember, and when you get to a phone, you can call. That's a big problem with this stuff is people are addicted, and this is becoming a real problem for kids. I mean, they're even having surgeries on their fingers from texting so much, and these scientists are worried because these young kids are putting cell phones under their pillows at night. And I actually know of a woman that here in the area that I live that didn't own a cell phone, but she would be on her I'm not sure what they're called, not a laptop, but a little iPad,
iPad
or something, and she would put that under her pillow at night because it kept her pillow warm.
And so, basically, Matt, I will tell you that I do not have a cell phone. I will not. I probably use a cell phone once or twice a year. We do have a portable a phone that in our home, and I use it just as little as I possibly can. Well, you're going to have to learn, as long as you're on a phone with a cord on it, you're not getting electromagnetic pulse. And your daughter must understand the very real danger that she faces from this. Anything else, Matt?
No, that'll do. Thank you.
All right, I tell her. Go ahead. Virginia, have a comment there.
No, I just was going to say that seems to be going on around the country, and people just don't know how to, they don't know how to have a conversation anymore, Dr. Stan. I mean, they're so addicted to these things. And these kids also, Barry Trower, he's actually called me on my phone before, or on my phone at home here before. And you know, he actually goes to college campuses. And the first thing he tells these kids is, when you get a cell phone, be very careful about what you text or what you say on a cell phone, because it all goes to a database now, and they can use this against you 30 or 40 years from now. So that's another reason I'm really glad at this point I don't even have one. So, and it's a learned habit. You just have to put them away and just ignore the things. And I don't, Dr. Stan, I've even traveled without one. And what I do is I go buy a phone card. If I have to use a phone, I go and get a pay phone, and I my conversations are just short and sweet, and that's about it, all I do.
My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Let's go to George, who's calling us from Cincinnati. George, what are your thoughts on this subject?
Good evening, Dr. Stan. Good to hear you again. I have a question for the lady there. I went with my little 6 years old to the dentist today, and I got three more kids. I was watching my other three kids because my wife was busy somewhere. And when I saw the doctor's assistant had my baby upstairs and took him into this little room, and I asked her, "What are you going to do?" And she said, "I'm going to take some X-ray," she said, "picture." Now, later they told me that they took three pictures of my baby, on the one on the left side, one on the right side, one on the front. How dangerous, how risky it is? I mean, three, is it normal? Is that okay?
Are you talking about X-rays?
You're talking about X-rays. That's an entirely different subject.
Right.
But I think I would not worry about that, George. I think that's perfectly acceptable. But we're talking about electromagnetic fields, which is an entirely different subject. But I share your concern, but I would not in any way be worried about those three X-rays, okay?
Thank you. God bless you. God help. Good night.
God bless. Okay, fine. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We have Carrie calling from Live Oak. Carrie, question or comment?
Just a little comment. I have been taking thermograms for years for breast exams instead of the X-rays, which are much healthier, and they don't cause any damage by smashing your breast. But while I'm mentioning it is because thermography, as she mentioned, can detect the kind of damage or heat that's generated from these microwaves going up on your head or your ears or wherever it is that you have them, if you're carrying it on your body. And you can see it from these thermograms. They can determine whether or not the device is heating up your body, you know, and causing damage to your cells. There's a number of products on the market worldwide. One of them is called a BioDot, and you can put that on your phone. It costs, I have two of them on my phone, and I only use the speaker phone at least a foot away from my face or my voice. And all of these new phones do have speaker phones that are really loud, and so you don't have to hold them even. You can talk into it a foot or more away. So,
well, I think the one thing, Carrie, is does this have certainly a cord? Does it come through a cord, or does it come through some sort of electromagnetic field? Uh-huh. That is what is so different about this new type of energy. Uh-huh. Virginia, would you agree or disagree with that?
What I have, Dr. Stan, is I have corded landlines. Mm-hmm. The cordless phones also emit radiation. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's one of those things. As much as you can avoid, that's the.
I totally agree with that. And I actually have a landline for my internet because they wanted to put Wi-Fi in my whole house. I also have a landline. I'm speaking to you now at home. But for emergency calls, I do have a cell phone. But it is microwave. It does do damage to the cells. And not only that, Stan, I don't know if you've noticed, but there are more and more different weird-looking antennas everywhere you go now. They've added two or three to every tower that are around my house. And I've actually had a person come in and do an analysis. And we are living literally in electromagnetic microwave smog. And it's coming from two sides on my house to the point where it has spikes that are way above the legal limit. But because they don't come constantly, they only spike now and then, they are getting away with basically a sort of damage. They're doing cell damage to everybody in the smog that you can't see. And if you try talking to people about it, they think, what's wrong with you? Why are you noticing these antennas? And there's nothing out there that we can see.
Well, I can't take care of this. This is why I do what I do. This is why Virginia is doing what she's doing. This is why we put together this excellent 4-CD set on smart meters. And smart meters is simply one of the means by which they're getting to us. I think it's an important one. And I think we need to get people focusing their attention. America is under attack today. Virginia, would you agree with that?
Yes, and there's a couple more things I want to bring up about Curtis Bennett when I was on this phone call. We've had a lot of incidents where, I don't know about California, but in our area where they've had uniformed police officers knocking at people's doors and basically threatening them to make sure that we get our meters put on our home. But Curtis, I mentioned that to Curtis one day on the phone, and he got real upset, and a lady chimed in and just said, you know, we need to calm down. And he said, listen. And so I'm going to be very blunt with everybody on this phone call because Curtis said, listen, he said, this stuff is not only going to kill you, it is going to kill your kids. And he said mm-hmm. that we are all, regardless of opt-outs right now, he mm-hmm. said, just because we're living in this, he said, we're all getting full-body radiation 136 times a minute, over 84,000 times a day, which is equivalent to a CT scan every few days. And I believe the guidelines for those are every 3 to 5 years. So
exactly,
it's going to damage a lot of us.
It is serious. And I, in fact, have shielding. I have copper paint put on my ceiling because most of the radiation that was coming down in my house when I had it checked was coming from satellites.
Okay, well, we're going to have to let you go.
Bye.
But thank you so much for calling, Carrie. And right now, let's just go to Jack. Calling Jack, do you have a question for our guest?
The 60 Minutes back in the early 90s episode where they profiled the use of radar guns by cops and wherever they rested the radar gun, shoulder, lap, they develop tumors. And the industry darling who came on, very attractive, stated adamantly that the power level was so low that there was no chance of harm. But they never addressed frequency. It's all about frequency. And when we're talking pulse EMF, whether it's radar, you have to be cognizant of the actual frequency. And there's a fella, Louis Sleston, Microwave News out of New York City, I believe. Microwave News, Louis Sleston, who's been tracking this since, I think, the late 80s. So he would be a good a corroborative source, and a scientist by the name of Paul Brodeur, who authored a book called Cross Currents and another book. And then I want to call attention to Johnny Cochran, who I believe died of a massive brain tumor. And if people use their cell phones in their car or truck, which is essentially a Faraday cage, those waves are bouncing off and slicing and dicing the body's DNA.
You're absolutely right. Thank you so very much, Jack. Very good information. And certainly our guest today has been Virginia Farber. Virginia, do you have a parting thought for our guest, for us tonight?
I'm asking everybody to be an activist. Get out there, get some flyers, and tell your friends, your families, your neighbors, and get out in your cities and let's get these off of our homes. I know that it is possible. I've got stories to prove it.
And basically, Cindy, you'll want to get the four CDs out on smart meters. You'll want to get the new CD set for putting together an electromagnetic pulse. And we'll be announcing this book, which we will be carrying very, very shortly. And we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing. As public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-month curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and Sydney, I hope you enjoyed our program with Virginia Farber. And Sydney, I think this is a very important subject. So if you have not heard our four CD set on smart meters, well, you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We will have certainly the four CD set on electromagnetic pulse here very, very shortly, and we'll be carrying the book as well. Well, certainly this is the, I want to certainly remind you that my ministry is listener supported. We need your financial help. And if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family or to buy our products, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And then, Sydney, I want to point out that, Sydney, we're going to be doing the program this week. We're going to take a Friday off, and we will ask the stations to play replays. And that's what's going to happen next week. We're doing some work on the studio here. And so you're going to be hearing replays on most of the stations, Sydney. And But that doesn't mean we're going to be back here certainly a week from Friday. That's the plan. So hopefully the studio will be completed by then. But basically, if you tune in and you hear a replay, don't think that they've done me in. Fortunately, not yet. We will be working on the studio. So our telephone number is, Sydney, if you would like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We're here in the Central Coast of California. I'm sorry, if the telephone number, if you want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you'd like to go to our website, it's radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And you can certainly watch our DVDs there. Or you can listen to our radio programs. You can listen to, certainly you can read our newsletters. And you can read all of the other things that we have. But basically, we hope that you will tell other people about our program. Encourage them to listen. I know we have listeners out all over the world who are beginning to understand how we created the enemy, how we created these North Vietnamese. We financed them so they could finance the South Vietnamese so we could have a war. The same thing happened with World War II, where we were financing the Nazi Germans. And if you want to know about Adolf Hitler, you want to get that the 4-CD set. Did Hitler escape? And the answer is absolutely. Adolf Hitler escaped. If you'd like the books that document that, by Gerard Williams or by Jerome Corsi, The Hunting Hitler is an excellent book, and The Grey Wolf is an excellent book. Adolf Hitler escaped, and the fact they've been able to conceal that is simply a reflection of the fact that they control the media, they control your reality. And if you'd like to get the 4-CD set and or the books I mentioned on Hitler, my number is 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to know how we financed the Germans all during and before the Second World War and during the Second World War, the 4-CD set is The War Against the Jews. The War Against the Jews. And, of course, the book America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus, who had a security clearance 3 levels above top secret. And remember, they did everything they could to suppress John Loftus's book. The last thing they want is for the American people to understand that we create the best enemies money could buy. And yet, right today, we're backing certainly the Shia government in Baghdad, and we're backing their opposition, that's ISIS. Where do you think the money's coming from this Sunni terrorist movement that's working there? We create the best enemy money can buy. And the average individual has no thought at all and understanding of what's going on. So we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.